Well, look at this.
Yeah.
A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, it's a shame that we can't broadcast during the commercial break because that was fun.
Donnie was giving us all kinds of things.
What? Me?
Yeah, you.
Okay, I was.
You.
Wasn't me. I didn't do anything.
Please. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Snake.
How are we doing?
Great, man. How are you?
It's good to see everyone.
It's good to see you. All live and in person.
I know. Okay, so let's start off. Derrick Rose was at the French Open.
Okay.
And Jimmy Butler is at all the tennis majors, too.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I've seen Steph there as well. What does he say? Oh, yeah. We saw a few Cowboys at Stars playoff games. And assuming basketball players at NFL games, or I'm sorry, NFL players at NBA games is the biggest crossover, like for sports people mm-hmm. to go see other sports people. What is next on that list? So is it NFL going, or if NFL going to NBA is one, which I think it is.
Yeah, you have to flip it. NBA going to NFL.
I don't see that, though.
Well, they're probably mostly in suites, and they really don't pan the crowds.
Yeah.
At those NFL
games.
Dude,
if there was like like we've seen like LeBron at a Cowboys
game
or something like that.
Maybe college football, because you see a lot of it on sidelines at college football.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's ex-college football players.
Yeah, you're right, it is. That might be it then. It might be former, like NFL players who are at college football games.
Might have something to do with it. Those broadcasts aren't local either. They're national broadcasts. So like they don't really care if a Dallas Star or a Dallas Maverick is in the house.
That's true.
Did you see Max Christie with Brandon Williams sitting literally on the glass at one of the Stars playoff games and they had him mic'd up?
And I
Brandon Max Christie and Brandon Williams?
Yes.
Didn't even know
wearing,
they were there.
Wearing Stars jerseys.
Okay, I saw the Cowboys players
yeah.
that they had mic'd up, but I didn't see that.
So Max Christie is really knowledgeable because they were talking about Connor McDavid. He was like, dude, that's the guy. That's the best player in the world. And Brandon Williams was like, that guy? Really? He's like, why?
Okay,
and he's
maybe like, I did see that.
Yeah. And then he scored that breakaway goal, and they were both like, oh.
That's why. I like seeing when they showed Saquon at the one when Serena Williams was playing. You remember that video of him just being all into
yeah.
it, just going back and forth and almost like he was down on the court playing. It's really cool when they cross over like that.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler is a huge tennis fan, like always at those things. And it's easy to spot. Those courts are so small and they're down low.
Yeah.
And the cameras are all right there. Like it's perfect. But there's no doubt NFL players going to NBA games is the far and away number one.
Easy.
Yes.
Easily.
Let's see. Bob did the story of the French president dating his teacher. I don't know if y'all heard that or not. So the French president right now, Macron, he's married to his former teacher, who's 25 years older than him.
Okay.
Yes. And apparently they were doing the nasty.
What, while he was in school?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And his parents took him out of school, went to another school, all that stuff. So 25 years older. How much older could you guys go? He says, I know for Matt, the answer is probably 3 minutes older. I don't know, man.
Oh, no.
She's pretty old.
When were you born? Same year as me. Get out of here.
Same day?
What time?
Well, my wife is older.
Son. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But how much old? I mean, like, but the same age, essentially.
She's a year and a month.
Yeah, yeah. So same age.
But for 3 weeks or 2.5 weeks, she's 2 years older than me. And I let her know about it every single day of that window.
Like, if you were 25.
Easily.
Definitely.
Like, just give me the age, and I will say easily.
Yes.
Now, in my current state.
Yeah.
Probably not that much older.
Right.
70.
I don't.
No.
No.
Like,
I don't
the French
think so.
President right now is 47 years old, and his wife is whatever that
69?
Math is.
69?
Yeah,
mean,
or
wait,
72.
No,
yeah, 72.
Yeah.
So.
I added wrong.
Could you do it right now?
Yeah, no more. That's,
how old are you?
I could not do it.
40 what?
46.
So if the hottest 72-year-old, I mean.
I'm going to say, I don't know any women older than me that would want to be with me.
But what if you found one?
There's no way.
Do you think they would feel you're too immature?
Yes. Most women my age don't think I'm my age.
Yeah, I can't imagine you on a car ride with a 71-year-old and you're doing your antics. See,
people don't think about this, but people are like, oh, it's so gross. And like the Belichick thing, forget that. That's just freaking weird. But most guys are so immature.
Sure.
Like, for real. They just are. When they're 50, they're just like, what, a 50? No, I'm like 32 or whatever. Like, you associate yourself as being younger, and you're mentally not as sharp as your female peers.
Right.
You're just not.
Yeah, I don't think a 45-year-old woman, like, if they would hang out with me for a week, they'd be like, what the hell? No way.
If Thelma Hopkins wanted to marry me right now, I think I'd do it. But she probably would be upset.
What about Helen Mirren?
After a couple of years. How old is Helen Mirren?
Helen Mirren, I think she's like pushing 80 now, but I think 10 years ago.
She's great.
100% I would have made a serious run at that and been happy.
Plus she's got an accent.
She does have an accent.
Can I hit closed captioning when she's talking to me to make sure I understand everything?
It's just British. It's not really thick British.
All that experience.
Yeah, you can handle it.
Well, it's not even about that.
The wrinkly soft hands.
It's just about being able to hang out and doing some of the other things that you want to do. If you're out there having a good time and and travel and all that. And
if Helen can keep up, then let's go.
Let's go. She'll be great to hang out with. And we go first class.
I know.
Stay at the nice hotels. Be great.
Yeah.
So, man, you know what? I'm going to amend that answer and say yes. If a former teacher of mine not a former teacher of mine.
I think I could do 60.
How old are you now? 55?
55.
That's it? I can go a little bit older than that.
60.
I think I could go 65.
Look at you acting like it's death.
I could go 65.
Yeah. Yeah. What's Shar-Shar? Shar-Shar Jones, my girl, Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say Shar-Shar.
Star Jones?
I thought you meant Star Jones.
I guess 65 would be nice. You get discounts everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Well, you can get
you wouldn't need
now
that with Charlotte. 55. You don't need any of those with Charlotte. Okay. You're going first
class. And
it's
not even about their status, money-wise. If there's a 65-year-old that's working at a Costco right now that's really hot and wanted to go out on a date, let's do this.
And I know Charlotte's remarried now, or I think she is, or engaged to some, shipping magnate or something like that.
But I hope so.
I just want her to know that she's on my radar.
Now still?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's not going away.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
With vacation season approaching, what's the worst vacation you guys have ever taken? It says, mine was going to Spain when it was 105 degrees. My wife was in the hospital for 2 days after a heat stroke.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Man, sightseeing sucks. Was impossible. I was with two kids that were 8 and 10. They were complaining the whole time. It was hell.
Hmm. When is it 105 in Spain?
I think there's some crazy...
like in June sometime.
Well, I think like...
but like later in June, not right now.
This was like way overboard.
But it's not going to affect you. Are you going to Spain?
And like this is once in a lifetime type stuff. This guy hit the
hit the
weather lottery on the bad side.
Okay.
I don't know what my worst vacation is.
I don't know that I have one.
I'm always happy on vacation.
I am too.
Yeah, usually.
And you kind of make the most of situations even if it's not going your way.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of the place where I said, you know what, I'm just not going back. I don't know if I can name that right now.
Yeah, I don't think I've had a really one of those awful vacations. I mean, I've heard about that, people getting sick.
Yeah.
You know, getting the flu and things like that.
I had a buddy who, on his honeymoon, him and his brand new wife both got food poisoning.
Yeah.
And for like a couple of days were just, I mean, and it was the first night they got, like whatever they ate when they it was somewhere in Mexico, I guess, and wherever they got off to the resort, as soon as that first night they both got it, he's like, man, we just got married. I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm in the bathroom for 24 hours. And then she had something.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
We're trying to trade off. I think, honestly, one of them ended up having to use the tub because there's only one toilet in a hotel room.
Oh, my God.
Like, talk about horrible.
Like, Craig, I remember this now. Craig Miller told the story of he and his wife on their honeymoon both got food poisoning.
Yeah.
In a small, I don't know where they were, somewhere awful. In Europe.
Yeah.
And it's a like, tiny, what do you do? Tiny room. And he goes, at that point, you found out whether or not they thought that this was funny or not, because the noises that were emanating from the bathroom on both sides.
It was the honeymoon.
Yes. Were absolutely horrific. And there was just no hiding.
Yeah. I got the food poisoning once in a trip to Mexico, and it's just, it's not fun. It's not fun. And if you want to consider that my worst trip, yeah, we went out to, you know, I was trying to recover. I thought I was good. We went to a restaurant, and it was an American restaurant in Mexico. And you know what? I'll be right back. And I was in there for so long that all of a sudden I hear a knock on the door, go, Señor.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Like, my wife was like, please go check on him,
yes,
because he's been gone for so long.
I mean, I've been on.
She's already scanning the room, like, yeah, right. All right, who's all looking right, good over see. Here?
I don't know. I guess this is like one of those long weekends, like a Thursday through Sunday. And it wasn't me, but we were staying with other couples in a nice place. And one of the other couples had this like crazy fight, and she was accusing him of cheating and like screaming. And like the rest of us, you're just kind of sitting there, and we had another night to go. And that girl just storms out. And then, of course, the ladies have to go after her. And you're just sitting there with the guy like, what is going on, man? And that's the only thing I can think of.
Tough.
That was really weird.
Did they stay together?
They did not.
On that trip, did the girl leave?
No, she came back, but it was like a months later thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, look, you're ruining our trip.
Right. And I kind of was wanting to be like, man, I'm just going to sit out by the pool and drink and you guys can figure this out. But
yeah.
It was, all of us could hear them screaming at each other. It was really strange.
Let's see. Seeing as Corby only goes to game and suites, not true. When was the last time you saw a game in the worst, most 300 section of the stadium? Dude, we've all sat all over every single type of stadium there is. I don't know the last time. I was at a Stars game this year in the 300s.
Yeah, which I don't. Watching the Stars from that angle, because you can see how the plays are developing and everything, I don't mind that at all. Now, the press box is a little high there, but.
Couple of Maverick games ago.
Yeah.
I was in the 300s. It was fun.
I mean,
I had a good time.
In the Cowboys stadium in the 300s this past year. We've all done it.
You vowed to never do that again.
To ever go to a Cowboy game? Yeah,
no.
Pretty much.
No,
he looks up and he sees the suites. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. So
it's right there.
And the person next to him went to go get some food, and Corby just reaches over for their chicken tenders. Oh, I'm used to being in the suite. I'm used to eating what I want.
God, why do I need one of those little Batman things to fire into the suite? Just ride it all the way there.
They recognize you.
And you land in it like Batman. as you're there.
Bro. I'm here.
All right, Corby. What's up?
Awesome.
We've been waiting on you. Let's see. If I'm 2-0, by the way, speaking of sweets, as Chris points out, 2-0 in my 10 run of sweet games this year. 2-0. If you were given a sweet every single game, how many Rangers games would you actually go to if you had 81?
I'd go to a lot, but there's no way I'd go to all of them just because I have a lot going on.
Would you make 20?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I think I could do 20, but you got a lot going on in life and on the weekends and just different things.
I'd do more than 20. If I'm in a suite every single time,
yeah,
we're kicking it.
They are awesome.
Yeah, they're great. I haven't been one in a long time. Corby.
Are you going to the company one in a couple of weeks?
Oh, yeah.
The Globe Life one?
Oh, yes,
yeah.
We are going to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I forgot about that. I have it on my calendar. I just forgot.
Yeah, it's like 2 weeks.
It is 2 weeks. It's Wednesday. It's 2 weeks from tonight.
Yes, it is.
Probably should let somebody know about that.
Well, how about that?